RadioMD.com.
Your eyes are the window to your health. Time to learn more with Dr. Robert Abel Jr., the Wizard of Eyes.
Well, we got an epidemic going around the world, and it's called the Zika virus. And if you don't think it involves you or your family, I would implore you to listen carefully, because these things are dangerous. There are preventive tools, but a little bit of knowledge is a great place to begin. The two most recent outbreaks were in French Polynesia in 2013 and Brazil in 2015. And national health authorities around the world have recognized the potential neurologic and autoimmune complications of Zika. That means brain changes in prenatal development. That means Guillain-Barré neurological abnormalities in adults. And so what's happened is this epidemic is increasing wherever the Aedes mosquito is traveling. And as summer comes to the northern temperate climes, you're going to start seeing little by little these mosquitoes inch their way up. So I thought it'd be worth learning a little bit more about this. And even though research is going on, each of us has to individually understand it better. The Zika virus was first discovered in 1947 and got its name from the Zika forest in Uganda. Ironically, these are the kind of places that Ebola and Marburg virus came from, and perhaps even HIV came from, that somewhere deep where man and ape obviously were in closer contact, we had a transfer from one species to another. In 1952, the first human cases of Zika were detected after an outbreak in tropical Africa. They got to Southeast Asia, the Pacific Islands, and really hasn't gotten to this hemisphere. But since 2007, it has been deported over to our area of the world. And since the outbreak in Brazil has really caused attention. So while we're waiting for the Pan American Health Organization and the World Health Organization to do their due diligence and help us figure out what are we going to do about it, let's just talk about some of the facts. Well, first of all, the virus is transmitted through the bite of an infected mosquito. So it can come from another infected human or perhaps even another vector, another animal. And it's the Aedes genus, which fortunately is the dawn to dark variety. So before dark and after darkness, that mosquito is not out, which is helpful in terms of avoidance techniques. So it's the same mosquito that transmits dengue, chikungunya virus, yellow fever, and perhaps some others, such as West Nile virus. So you have multiple viruses and probably multiple subtle diseases that are either ignored or thought to be like a common cold or a common flu because of the mosquito. And the answer, of course, is what do you do about it? Well, it takes about 3 to 12 days, depending on who you listen to, of incubation before someone has symptoms. And the symptoms are obviously different in different people. The diagnosis is made by the suspicion of the symptoms, and most of all, the recent history of travel or contact with someone who's been in a Zika virus area. And it's only confirmed by laboratory testing, where the viral RNA in the blood or body fluids, such as urine and saliva, can be captured and diagnosed. It's rather important that this is done so that if you know people are positive in your area, you know there's a much higher level of suspicion. The prevention begins with avoiding mosquitoes and their breeding sites, you know, buckets of water, etc., having your property sprayed, knowing to not go out during the day if that is a real issue, and use preventative techniques. This can be done by using insect repellent regularly. I mean, some clothes are made that they're impregnated with materials that are anti-mosquito, and preferably light-colored clothes that cover as much of the body as possible, and putting a little DEET or other chemical on the forehead. Interestingly enough, it has been pronounced that DEET is not toxic to a developing fetus, so that pregnant mothers can use that. So sleeping under mosquito netting in certain areas is important if you're going on a safari or you're visiting people in tropical zones. And of course, again, clean or cover containers that contain any water, buckets, drums, pots, etc. Of course, you're always watering your plants, but that dries out very quickly. Obviously, you'll know from your local health department whether there is a local issue with the virus being present. Repellents like DEET, I won't give you the long name, and another one has another long name called IR3535. So just think of it as 3535. Or icaridin. So DEET, IR3535, or icaridin, are approved products that are repellents to mosquitoes. So you read the instructions, you apply it in different places like the back of the neck, the forehead, etc., certainly on exposed hands, and you want to be wearing socks and shoes if you're in the garden. So if you're traveling in those areas, you especially want to be cautious and want to use the appropriate repellents. The big issue comes in pregnant women. And pregnant women obviously have the fetus, which is in a phase of neurologic development. And it was quickly recognized that they can have a fetal brain abnormality called microcephaly, that some of the nerves do not develop and the brain is small. And microcephaly is incompatible with life. But yet it's not a miscarriage. The child is born, and it's sort of horrible for all involved. There are other fetal brain issues that can develop. So the pregnant woman is probably the most sensitive to the potential of the Zika virus. And therefore, there's several things she should do. Obviously, take cover much better than other people. Sexual partners should be avoided if possible, or using condoms, because it is transferred in body fluids, and avoid areas where there's local transmission. So that is a key for all of people in terms of the local transmission, is always using condoms and safer sex. Now, usually the Zika gives you a mild cold, the little red eyes, joint irritation, feeling like arthritis, weakness of bones, you know, and a couple days it's all over with, and then you're immune. But that's the usual case. But if you're pregnant, or if you're old, or if you're immune issued, that's a problem. There's a huge number of Guillain-Barré syndrome, where you develop respiratory and body weakness because of this virus. So you don't know if you're one of the lucky ones or one of the rare ones. And now 90% of Guillain-Barré diagnoses are made in individuals that have contracted the Zika virus. It used to be 1 in 100,000 in Brazil. It's now 8 in 100,000 in Brazil. So a lot of people are getting the mosquito, the virus. The key is being safe. And sunning, watch out where you are, wear appropriate protective measures. You don't want you or your family to be exposed to this kind of potential, just like you wouldn't like yellow fever, West Nile, or any of the other items. I'm Dr. Rob Abel, the Wizard of Oz on RadioMD.com. For more information on this segment or any of my segments, visit my show page at RadioMD.com. Be careful about your health. Consult your local health facility. Stay tuned to your body. Thank you for listening, and most of all, stay well.